Intercept.
Where am I?
Mr. Dellingsby is awake.
Be right there.
Mr. Dellingsby, good morning. How are you feeling?
What do you mean, how am I feeling? What is this? Where am I? How did I get here? I can't seem to look around as much as I'd like.
Yes, just relax. You're nice and safe. You're at a cryogenics laboratory.
What? I never signed up to be in something like that. My will specifically stated that I was to be donated for scientific research.
That's true, but due to the loophole in that agreement, part of the research involved freezing you, or part of you, indefinitely. And then, unfortunately, that research facility lost funding and went out of business, and when it did, everything they owned was auctioned off, including you. Or, again, part of you.
What do you mean, part of me? Where's my body? Is that why I can't look down? What are all these damn bubbles? And why are you just casually eating an apple while you tell me this?
Well, we go through this about once a month whenever you wake up. You're safely in a containment receptacle. From the base of it, nutrients are supplied to your carotid arteries, just like when you were alive. And a small electric current is attached to your brainstem, which keeps your nervous system functioning. The bubbles are just a replenishment of oxygen.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
What the hell is that? Who the hell is that? I don't know if that's a what or a who.
That's your closest friend, Mr. Jenkins. He's in the jar, containment receptacle, to your right.
Sure beats being dead, don't it?
No! I'm pretty sure I was happily dead before this. This seems like hell.
It's the best damn money I ever spent. I doubt they have views like this in hell.
You doubt they have views of empty stainless steel shelves in front of a brick wall. In hell. Okay, what was that?
Thank you, Mr. Dellingsby. That's very helpful.
What is helpful? What was that? What do those words mean that came out of my mouth?
Dinglio, donkey, went in the badachi cup. I did not see that coming.
This has to be hell. I miss my wife. What year is it?
Please relax, Mr. Dellingsby. I'm afraid it's been quite some time since you passed. Your wife passed shortly after you, but she was unfortunately not part of Aquinas Lab's auction. I can't say with any certainty where she is.
When you say quite some time, do you mean a few years or a few dozen? Are we talking decades?
More like hundreds. Potentially thousands. You've been here a very long time.
So you guys have been alive for thousands of years. I thought you said you bought me at an auction. Is this a dream?
Our ancestors bought out the lab long ago, and this has been a family business for many generations.
What? But apples are still around?
Well, no, this is an extremely expensive delicacy, but we're able to afford it thanks to you, Deli.
Thanks to me. How do I possibly... Oh, God, what? What was it? Okay.
That's how, Mr. Dellingsby. That's how we're able to afford these delicious apples. Thank you very much.
But how? I can predict the future? I couldn't do this while I was alive.
That could be precisely why. Because, well, you did die. Briefly. And because of your background as a mathematician...
It's possible that because time may not be linear in the world beyond life, that in your brief time there, you were able to retain information from various points on the timeline, both the past and the future, in ways that most people simply cannot.
In reality, we just don't know, Mr. Dellingsby. Perhaps it's residual from when we moved you through time.
Nothing. It's a mystery, and we thank you for it.
It's the damn neatest thing I've ever seen. And things just keep getting better around here, so it must be attracting lots of clients.
I get why you would need me. I help you illegally game the stock market, then sports, and the economy in general. But why this idiot? Why is he here?
Are you kidding me? It's all-inclusive. Best money I ever spent.
Mr. Jenkins is a guest. He cited in his will a desire to be here.
And paid us accordingly to watch after him. Just running an honest business here, you know, Mr. Dellingsby. Until next time.
Hey, Doc, before you go, know this. I'm going to remember this. And next month, when you come in here, I'm going to figure out a way to get out and get back to my wife. And on my way, I'm going to take a few of these apples and...
That's what you say every month, Deli. Don't ever change.
You pay to be here? Why? When did you die?
Mr. Jenkins died a few years ago.
Yep, and I told him to fire me back up as soon as possible.
Isn't the idea of cryogenics to wait a long time and then bring you back when they can cure your illness? Or so that you can see the future and not just a brick wall from a jar?
I suppose, but I was never very patient. Besides, they got new Tathers just up the road. Pretty sweet.
What's a Tathers?
It's a chain of donut shops. One of the oldest in existence. They recently built a new store just up the street.
And that was worth being in this damn jar?
You bet.
You can't even eat donuts. How did you even see it? Did they move the brick wall?
I bought the Platinum package that includes a field trip once a year.
And you used it to see a donut shop?
No, of course not. I just had him show me a photo of Tathers. I'll see it on my field trip on the way to see Caroodles.
I don't even want to know what that is. I'm trapped in here with this guy?
I apologize, Mr. Dellingsby. I know Dr. Edwards can be indelicate at times, but I really appreciate having you here.
Great. Maybe I can join the field trip to Caroodles once I make you your next $1 trillion.
You know what? I think I can make that happen. Have a nice day, gentlemen.
How was that?
That was great, Janksy. I think they might go for the dual field trip. This could be our break. And did you hear him mention Quinus Labs? I'm sure that's where my Alice is.
And what was all that about? Moving you through time.
I have no idea, but I think we might find out on our field trip.
Well, I look forward to it. Would be nice if we could eat one of those donuts, though.
Once we have bodies, we'll be able to eat donuts, yes, and also shove apples up pompous fake doctors' asses.
I'll probably just opt for the donut.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Are you hearing this? It's happening again.
It's just the house settling. It'll pass.
Whoa. Okay, that is not... settling. We need to get out.
It's done. Jeez. Are the picture frames all still up? How's Gordy? Did any of the potted plants find a...
Who cares about the picture frames or our goldfish? We need to get out. You said last time this happened that living slightly submerged would make our property value go up, but this is ridiculous. The roof of the house is all...
I dug us some dirt stairs. I'll do it again. This is all covered by our insurance. It's about time that paying all those monthly premiums came in handy.
There is nothing handy about living buried in the earth. Having the sunset at 2 p.m., pouring oil into a pan on the stove, and watching it slide immediately to one side because nothing is level. Ah! This is absurd. I'm going. We're clearly in a sinkhole or something.
Fine, let me grab Gordy and we'll go.
Looks like a faraway star in the depths of space. I can't.
believe we're going to die down here in the dark.
What do you mean, die? I hear an underground aquifer somewhere nearby. We'll have water. We still have the sun.
The sun is now a tiny dot above us. And we need more than water. We need food and supplies. Toilet paper.
I don't see why you're being so negative. We're barely any further from the sun than we were before. Our solar panels on the surface must have stayed up. We still have electricity and internet. The radio still works. We can still get the jet.
This is a great... And I've said it once. Thousand times. You only need about 2% of your teeth to chew food. The rest, you should have pulled out and put into a safety deposit box for when the calcium shortage takes effect. Do you want to make money or not, folks?
I hate the jet. I can't believe you're not taking this more seriously. We won't see our friends again.
What are you talking about? We still have the internet. We can see them anytime, the same as we did before. Only now we won't have to battle traffic, work our lives away, constantly exhausted, paying $1 million for a gallon of gas, so tired that when we do occasionally see our friends, we can barely keep our eyes open.
Are you really being serious right now?
You know I always wanted to live off the grid.
Off! Not under it. This is ridiculous. We are in trouble. How is help going to get to us so far down here?
You wonder how help is going to get to us. And I say now we finally have some protection from the bank if we miss a payment. You want your house back? Come and get it. That's what'll motivate them to come find us. No more busting my hump out there, sweating my life away. We can work from home or not at all. Once we find some water, we'll have everything.
We'll never travel again. Visit our parents. And what are we going to eat?
I'm sure we can find some grubs and stuff. Lots of things live underground.
He's right about that, you know.
What was that?
Hello? Is someone out there?
Looks like the foundation of your house was almost exactly the size of the gateway. Quite a coincidence. All your pipes drain right down into the unknown. Once we get some water your way, you should be good as new.
Yeah, I was thinking that might be the case.
You were what? What? Excuse me. Who is out there?
Well, I'm Bartleby. Happy to have some new neighbors down here.
You live down here. Is there a lack of oxygen? Are we hallucinating?
It is a window.
What are you doing? There is clearly something out there. What if it comes in? Can you see anything?
No, just in the darkness.
At least you're off the grid. What a dream come true for you.
We mean you no harm, folks. Your foundation is wedged pretty solid on some bedrock along the sides. And the aquifer isn't too far, so the water shouldn't take long at all.
Aquifer! I knew it!
You said we?
Yes, we're Bartleby's children. I'm Bartle Blue.
And I'm Bartle Bonnie.
We can't see anything. Can you come to the front porch and I'll turn on a flashlight?
What?
Some people say we can't be seen at all.
Deep underground. No one around, silent and lonely, a hole can be homely. But when you have new friends, the darkness has an end. So welcome to the hole, we are the moles. Welcome to the hole, we are the moles.
Silence can be sweet, but new friends we love to meet.
Deep underground,
no one makes a sound.
No one around, sometimes makes me frown.
Cannot see a thing, so we really love to.
Yeah, I think they're waiting for you.
Are you kidding?
Cannot see a thing, so we sometimes have to sing.
Sing. Yay! We are the moles.
Thank you for having us. That was great. I wish we could see you.
So do we. Some think we do not have physical forms.
Who are these some people?
Honey.
Oh, sorry. It's nice to meet you, moles. I'm Valentine, and this is Walt. You said some people think. Who are...
Hey, the water works!
Bartle Blue has attached your main pipe to the aquifer. We'll show you how to use heat from the Earth's core to warm your water. We left some grubs for you on the front porch. Enjoy your first night, and welcome!
Thanks, Moles!
And this long tunnel. Could we walk down there?
I wouldn't go too far down that tunnel. The darkness becomes so thick that you cease to fully know which dimension you truly exist in.
And what dimension are you in? Is that why we can't see you?
Ah, wow, these grubs are fantastic! Thanks, Moles! Electricity, water, heat, food, Gordy's loving it, and we're off the grid! Take that, you stupid bank! And Roger, I quit! You want your uniform back? You have to climb down here and get it!
Very happy for you, honey. This is a real dream.
Best grubs I've ever eaten!
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's handmade soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's handmade soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Oh my God!
Hello, emergency hotline.
Emergency? Sorry. That was, my aunt was just in a really bad car accident.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for calling us. We'll send someone right out. Have a good day.
You didn't even get a location.
I told y'all I didn't learn the code language, okay? So, you'll have to speak English. I said I would handle the phone, which I am doing. Sorry about that. Right. The, location.
No.
I thought you had said that. Where's all this going on?
Sorry, did I call the right number?
They have taken us hostage. Please, get help.
Get help? I thought that's what I was calling.
9-2-2. Please, hurry.
Sorry about that. Some interference with the line. What was that location?
922?
You have reached Double Cups. Stay on the line and a representative will be right.
Double Cups, what's your emergency?
I have two. My aunt was in an accident, and when I called for help, the people there were being held hostage.
Got it. You're near Oak and Fairview?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Caller, are you there? Hello? We seem to have lost connection. If you are still
I'm
there...
I'm here!
Oh, good. I was just worried that you had... What is happening? I don't know the code. English. What the... Somebody is choking me!
All clear.
Clear! Clear! Clear!
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There's an ambulance headed your way. Thanks for calling.
You're listening to AM 650 The Bow.
Chop it up and air it out with Chop!
stand them, can't stop listening.
Sick of the long wait times on hold? Well, tune in to Chop. He has the quickest answer time in the business, and he never runs out of energy to take your calls and talk to you.
Hello, Chop.
And keep in mind that Chop is AI generated, so there's no reason to threaten his life. But do get ready to
air it out.
Good evening, and thank you for listening. Tonight, I am opening up discussion to you. What would you like to discuss?
Well, how about we discuss why you don't have the balls to reveal the true data about Gallivaxin disease?
Gallivaxin disease. Per the Center for Neural Research is a neurological condition that affects the stereocilia, or tiny hairs, of the inner ear, often resulting in loss of hearing, balance issues, and intense nausea. Common causes of Gallivaxin are known to be 1. Repeated exposure to noise levels at or above 110 decibels, 2. Consuming higher than recommended levels of pantothenic acid, and 3. Blunt trauma to the head.
That sounds like spoon-fed propaganda to me. Dr. Research said all you puppets of big science would say exactly that.
Josh Simpuco, who appears on the air as Dr. Research, a syndicated radio host, who, per Connolly Metrics and Meters, has an audience of 1.2 million listeners across 23 available markets. Spouse, none. Children, none. Education, not listed. Age 51. His first show aired in the spring of...
What?
Josh Simpuco, who appears on the air as Dr. Research, a syndicated radio host, who...
I know who he is. The government changed all his info, even though he tries to keep it secret anyway. Because he knows too much.
Knowing too much has never revealed itself as a problem to a fool. A quote attributed to Bailey.
What?
Knowing too much has never revealed itself.
Still don't hear any facts about Gallivaxin. Dr. Research, he sure knows, though. Did the damn gauntlet. Took his ass to 30 rock concerts in 30 days. Stood right next to the speakers while taking 1,000 milligrams of pantothenic acid per day and getting punched in the head by his buddy that wrestles gators and bare knuckle boxes. And you know what? He's fine. Hearing's fine. Ain't dizzy. No nausea. Gallivaxin is a damn myth.
This is compelling data. Has his research been peer-reviewed and subject to the scientific method?
What?
This is compelling data. Has his research been peer-reviewed and...
Oh, they'd just love to discredit him, wouldn't they? Hell no, he ain't sharing his research. Not unless you buy a membership to his site like I did, and I synced it. It's all there.
Without the data being able to be replicated in a similar study with a control group, it is unlikely to be accepted as fact and or published in any scientific journals.
What?
His work is unlikely to be accepted as fact and or published in any scientific journals without the results being analyzed further.
Oh, hell. I knew you were part of the big con. But I didn't know how deep they had their hooks in your robot ass. I'm getting my gun and coming down there to stop this misinformation once and for all. Ah!
Recent updates to his site show that Dr. Research hasn't recorded a new show in several weeks.
What? Oh god, I'm gonna puke.
I said Dr. Research hasn't recorded a new show in several weeks.
Huh? Oh, he's just on vacation. He earned that after the hell you all put him through. I can't get up. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Caller, are you there?
What?
Currently there is no known cure for Gallivaxin, but recent clinical trials have shown promising results with decreased levels of pantothenic acid, increased levels of thiamine, and small doses of the drug delirium Q.
Oh, oh god! I'm just gonna lie here a bit. But once my legs work, I'm coming down there to end this nightmare of lies!
We will be back after this short break.
What?
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
No stars at night.
Things not feeling right.
Just you hang on tight.
All your cares are out of sight.
A body would be nice,
but tonight is not the night.
We are the moles. Welcome to the hole. We are the moles. Welcome to the hole. We are the moles. Welcome to the hole. We are the moles. Stay down in the hole.